Morning, Jelly.
Hi, Anya. Is my space heater really loud?
I can't hear it.
Oh, beautiful.
So I love your background.
Thank you. You don't want to see what's actually behind me. So I had to do something,
I understand.
you
If I turned my camera like anywhere away from like just right here, nope. It's somehow my room has become, my office has become like a dump all for.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on behind me as well. So I'm like, you know what? We'll just throw this up and then no one will be any the wiser, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like they don't know.
But they don't know it won't hurt them.
That's
Yeah.
right. Okay. Man.
But only really one open ticket I saw.
Yeah. Let's see.
We got snowed in here. We got like 9 inches, I would say.
Nine.
Yeah.
That
But
is.
I'm actually working from home today, so
Yeah, I saw somebody got a
they
snow day.
called in, like campus
Yeah.
is closed, like.
Oh. If your campus is closed, are you not working? Are you trying not to work?
Well, technically speaking, I'm going to use today as my opportunity to very quickly get my self-evaluation done, which is due this week. But I'm more nervous because Wednesday we're supposed to have our big library open house reopening from the renovation, and now I'm nervous that the snow is not going to make that possible.
Oh.
And trying to find a date where the chancellor can come and say a few words again.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's a daunting task,
Yep.
yes.
And I'm like, please just, can we just please clear the road so that we can all be at work on Wednesday? So even if that means I have to go in at 3 a.m. to make everything happen, I will. Like, I don't, I need it to be done, honestly. So,
Right. Oh,
yeah.
goodness.
Anyway.
All right, so this issue is when creating a second item in orders for an existing holdings record, Folio creates a new holdings record instead of adding them to the existing record. Okay, two holdings records, one with each one. Okay.
And they're talking, it looks like at least
Yeah.
now.
So I'm torn on this one on priority because, okay, so it creates two, and I don't know if this is just me and the way I'm feeling this morning. I'm like, oh, it creates two, but you can merge them. Like, it's not stopping work, it's an inconvenience.
Yeah,
So
this
I
seems
need to
more
be
like a
talked up.
P3.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say it's like low priority because it does make more work for people. I
Yeah.
don't know. It's not a P2, it's not a P1. So that, at least from my point of view.
Yeah. Thank you. I would say P3 too. All right. And I'll just tag. Well, is it Sergey? This is Ryan, right? I mean, it's no, not Ryan. Joe Joseph. It could be Ryan too. Because this is the cross section between orders and inventory. So I'm like,
Right.
is it Charlotte? Who metadata? Who's is it Charlotte? Sure. You'll just go with that. All right, so this will be in Trillium. It's in review. E3. We just put this one in there. This one's in code review, draft in Trillium, but all in Trillium. Missing space between prefix and call number. Staff slip name does not populate in due date receipt. Okay. P4s. There's a keyboard shortcuts. We've had that for a while. Doesn't seem assigned. Oh, it's a German. I thumbs it up, but Kalila has not.
It's they already answered. Edit same behavior with US layout.
Oh, okay, thank you. I just saw that first line. Thank you for making me read beyond. Oh, okay. Well, friends, we only have two teams working on these issues, which is fine.
So, Anya, can I ask, maybe you don't know the answer to this, like how many people have gone live with Sunflower? Went pretty badly
Well,
for Mobius last week or 2 weeks ago, and
went,
I'm just sort of
yeah.
curious, like we're getting a lot of, I mean, and I don't know. We're getting a lot of runaround, and I think some of it is Mobius doesn't want to take responsibility for some things. And I think some of it is I'm trying to, I mostly what I'm trying to do is quell the panic that is rising within my own staff as we go up for Sunflower. And I keep
Yeah.
trying to remind them that we are a different setup from Mobius. We are not
Correct.
ECS, they are ECS. That does make a difference.
It made a
And
huge difference, Jolly, in
I
this.
know. And so I'm just like wondering, like, have you seen other people who are not ECS having like the same issues?
No.
Have you heard of anything? Okay.
No. But I will say that the permission to roles and authorizations is
Yeah.
the understanding of those is causing internal feelings, right? Like of unknowing. So the best thing that we can recommend is to make sure that there's no nested permissions,
I'm working
right?
on that right now.
Right.
I'm in a free fall panic about that because I keep thinking like I need to redo all
Right.
my permissions. So,
Ensuring that they're like the best you can, right? The best you can. Making sure that every user, that there are no permission sets with that are not being used, that don't have an active user. So the system itself, when it's upgraded, there is a script that runs that looks at the user records permissions. Okay. And so say that it's just going to look at the first user. It's coming in first time and it sees several different permission sets. Say there's three. Okay. That those three permission sets might end up creating 10 different authorization and role buckets. Okay, so there is not a one-to-one ratio of permission set to authorization and role. And so people are kind of like, what is happening there? Right. We have to remind folks that it's about whether you can do the work, not whether the name of the permissions equal out the same thing, right? So have you guys gotten your
It's
dry
just
run?
we haven't done dry run yet. We haven't done any. Right now, we're just test server stuff. Like I'm trying to create some things on the test server and see, and I'm trying to make sure that those things don't break. We're dry run, I want to say sometime in February, mid-February. Which also stinks for me because like then I go out for like a medical thing. And so like it's like right when it hits, I think that's when all my staff are going to get it. And I'm of course not going to be in the office, right, to answer questions immediately. So I'm more
So
worried about like making sure that I went in and I deleted like old depreciated things. I went in and stuff, but then it's
right.
more like building it back. Like how do I build it back in a way that makes sense to me, the person who's actually building it, and then how I continue to like allot those out. Because there are people who don't need full admin access, but do have multiple roles and like they just
Right.
do. And so like we need to make sure that the system understands that like you can be in acquisitions and also be in reference and need both of those kinds of like circ roles and acquisition roles, and they shouldn't
Right.
cancel each other out. You know.
They should. When people, if you see titles of roles and authorizations that are not in English or, like in letter form, there's like a collection of numbers. It's called a
Yes,
hash
I've
number.
seen all of those.
Oh,
I'm like, what does that even, what does that mean? Do I click, what do we click on? You know,
it
it's,
doesn't mean anything. It is literally a placeholder number for a
Is there a
name.
training video about this?
There are several different like Connect articles. Not really a train. Like the training was before the script to actually name them as closest to what you name was created. But it's still the same process that is happening. So you can still watch the video that I think Molly does. Right now, I'm like looking through.
I think that'll have to be something that'll be a priority next week. Like, but yeah, I don't know. I'm internally freaking out about it, so I'm trying to like, tamp down. But after the, and then, I don't know how much you guys know, but EBSCO and Mobius had a big
Oh, I'm in Mobius meetings for the last 2 weeks. And
come to
so
Jesus meeting, and I kind of, I don't know. Internally, we had a big bowl of popcorn and we sat in a conference room because in some ways it impacts us and in a lot of ways it doesn't, you know what I mean? But it because we're on our own tenant, but
right. So what happened with Mobius, just so that you're aware, is that they were scheduled to be upgraded in the spring. And they wanted some features that I think that are coming out in Sunflower that connect with
it's like something to do with OpenRNS, right?
OpenRS, right? And they wanted it now. And They were informed that the testing for ECS had not been completed and there was a risk. And yes, and we are seeing the result of that risk. So there was communication prior to and during that there was some could be a risk to do this. Now we're in a 2 week dry run with them. They have 2 hours every morning with hosting myself and library service engineers and support. So that's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. my time. And
Interesting.
there's
Interesting.
very few questions that are coming up. Most of it's like feature development questions for later down the road. Not necessarily around Sunflower. The biggest issue that we came across that stopped the migration, there were other bugs, right, that were found as a result of this, but the biggest one was due to usernames being changed in the central tenant, and the shadow user was not also updated. So I don't think anyone really realized, right or wrong, that a local person would change their username. And that it wouldn't translate up to the shadow user. And since this has all of this SSO and new key cloak functionality, it just and we're talking about 12 to 15 users that this
And it broke
impacted,
everything.
and it broke everything, correct? So there was some things, right?
I don't know. It's created a lot of think unneeded animosity
True.
amongst the folks who are members of Mobius. And I think it's I don't know. It worries me because people are like, well, how long is our contract with EBSCO? I'm like, oh, well, let's hold on just a second, because I'm not saying that you guys are perfect, but also like neither is Mobius. And there's a middle ground here of mistakes can go all around, but I felt like Mobius kind of left you guys out to hang.
Oh yeah, which is fine. I mean, that's our role, I guess, as a vendor, but
I mean, I guess that's
there are
true, but
all
also
two.
like they and this is always my gripe with them, and I'll let you guys go because you have other more
No,
important things to
it's
do.
okay.
But
I'm
just
gonna
to
go
say
visit them, so
like look, they work for us. We do not work for them, and they continue to forget that they actually work for us. So they do actually owe us an explanation. Like we're actually having a really big argument with them right now because of Sunflower, because they want to turn on renewals, and because we will not be on Sunflower yet. Our system cannot handle the renewal situation, and they don't really have a workaround. And their programmers are telling us, "Don't worry, UM system, we aren't going to turn it on until like you guys go live because we're not ready for that." And then we've Donna telling the board that they need to make a vote about renewals because they're going to turn on day one. And so I'm like, the right hand and left hand need to freaking talk to each other because they're saying very different things, and this is where the rubber really does meet the road in terms of like, you're going to piss off all of our users. You just lost WashU. You just lost SLU, who are two of the biggest dogs in this. There's six big schools. My institution makes up, my system makes up four of them. SLU and WashU were the other two big ones, and they just lost them. And I'm sorry. I don't care what Donna says. I know people at both of those institutions. They are not coming back. They are angry and they are not coming back. And
Jelly, is that mainly due to Mobius or is it due to Folio?
both.
Like both of them
Well,
at the
first of
same
all,
time are causing.
WashU is tired of all the little public libraries that Donna has brought in, taking their books, losing them, and then being like, oh, oopsie poopsie, I guess we'll try to replace it for you. They're trying to build, they have a, and I'm saying this as a former WashU employee, there are a lot of books there that nobody else in the state has. And when you lose that, sometimes you can't buy those again. So it's really difficult, and they got tired of being a net lender and seeing nothing on the borrowing end that made a difference enough for them to not just double down on
Yeah.
Willa membership and other consortial memberships that make more sense to them. You know, they've
No, it
already
makes
got
sense.
a reciprocal agreement with our institution and with SLU. They don't need Mobius for those things.
Right.
SLU is largely, I think, it is to do with Folio. They don't have the people. You know, it's Stephanie. It's Stephanie over there by herself. Not by herself, but she's got a small but mighty crew. And she's just trying to hobble along what they have. I think they are going to go up for RFP, but I think, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. But I know that, like, the costs keep going up. People don't see a return on investment. People don't get the support that they get or they feel is necessary. And, you know, then Donna sends out these clueless, like, videos that they make about how everything is perfect with OpenRS and everyone loves it. And it's like, lady, you need to read the room.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my take.
No, that's okay. I'll say there's quite a few libraries on Sunflower. I'm trying to read,
Just
like,
want to make
there's
sure that the non-ECS folks have been having a much easier time than the ECS folks, because people keep asking me, are we going to go to ECS? And I keep going, I don't know what if that's really for us right now, you know?
Well, your guys'
Plus, it's a whole new
situation,
implementation, and who's got the stomach for that? Not me.
right, like that. We don't know how, and
Yeah.
I'll say that we do not know how because we've never done it.
Honestly, I don't want you to
Taken,
know how. The more that you don't know how, the less it makes it a problem for me, and that's what I love.
yes. And so, like, you guys and the five colleges and Michigan University slash Michigan State Library are all on a single tenant, and we have not pulled that spider web apart.
Don't want to.
Right? We do have a situation where a library in Mobius is joining, right, Mobius. So we have a couple of libraries joining and are being added to as a subtenant. We have a situation where a individual Folio tenant is joining an ECS tenant in the next couple of years as a subtenant. So at some point, there will be the ability to break apart a central tenant or a single tenant. It's just not a priority right now. The tenants that are live on Sunflower, right, they're having their issues just like anything else, but a lot of it is more like understanding those differences, making sure, and it's those first couple of days, because every staff member, if they don't have SSO, has to relog in and have a new username and password. So those are the types of, like, growing pains that folks are having that are not on ECS. But that's, I don't know. We have all been on Ramsons for quite a while. And so, like, this is another issue when you have, like, a stable, when you're, like, upgrading a lot every 3 months, you kind of get used to it, right? And you're like, okay, I'm ready for the next one. But we've been on Ramsons for almost a
While.
year. Yeah. So, like, some libraries will, it'll be longer than a year before they're upgraded, and you're kind of used to it, and you don't want to go back to this, like, and this is a major restructuring of the underlying data. The UI changes, again, it is very minimal, like the UI changes, but it's just enough that the systems librarians, the folks that are in charge of permissions, the that you know, and you got to think to yourself, this was redone by developers that think that they understand what people need. And I
And we've learned a little bit that they don't always understand that. And that's
well, they're if they're just different visual people, like, I want things to, like, definitely say what I'm giving permission to, and I don't want there to be any ambiguity to it, you know?
Yes.
Like, and this is just a little bit different. Even saying authorization and roles to me is just what was wrong with permissions and permission sets. I
Right.
don't know.
Well,
Like,
it took me forever to even find it. I was like, where did they go? Somebody was asking me a question. I'm like, where? I was like, well, I can change it, but I can't find it. And then they're like, oh, it changed to this. And I was like, wait, oh, now we have to
Yeah.
completely think of it in a whole new way. And it's in a
Yeah.
whole other area. And I was just like, oh, no, okay. I gotta really
Yeah.
rethink my whole like brain around some of this stuff. So.
Yeah. So I am looking for, just so that we have it, the documentation from,
Well, Robert shared with me some things about
oh.
permissions that I'm gonna like go
Okay.
look at. So thank you for that. And I'm gonna take some of this back to my site coordinators meeting tomorrow, just to, I think, reassure everyone that maybe, look, whatever Mobius's issues are, we shouldn't go into it thinking that they're going to be ours. The other ECS schools have, non-ECS schools have maybe had a little bit of a better time with it. So.
Well, definitely better than Mobius. Mobius is the only one that's had to roll back. I'm just saying, like, you know, so there's that. And they did find several bugs related, not as big as the one I told you about, but that would have been service patch.
Bugs, right.
For an ECS environment, not for a regular environment.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So like it overall it was it'll be good for the other ECSs that follow. Right? There's always got to be that first one. But I mean
Yeah.
I think there's trouble on both sides. We definitely should have said stronger that ECS was not fully tested and that we're recommending that spring migration for a reason.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, lesson learned, but
Exactly.
here we
Yeah.
are. Okay.
Sometimes you're just kind of forced into that, you know, the customer says jump
This
and
is
sometimes
what
we
they
say
want. You
how
gotta do
high.
it.
Yeah.
I just saw the meeting. I was like, boy, Harry looks tired in this meeting. I bet he hasn't been getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah,
So,
it's fun. In that fun sort of way. But I'm glad that Robert sent you to some things because he's
Yeah, thank
probably
you.
quicker on the trigger than I am. So,
At one of these upcoming meetings,
yeah.
we'll have to figure out how to have dinner or something in EUG for this
Yeah.
group or whatever, or a drink
Yeah.
or something like that. I was glad to see your name all over the schedule.
Yeah, we got a workshop too on Friday.
Yeah,
Lola is.
I won't be doing the workshop. I'll be driving home that day probably
Okay.
because I can't stand planes anymore. And I'm like, well, honestly, it's a 2-hour flight. By the time I go to the airport, sit there, da 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 da, I'll just
Might
drive.
as well drive.
As well
That's
drive.
like the most Midwest thing I've ever
It
heard. And
really is. It truly is.
it makes me miss home so much. Like,
Only 6 hours. That's like 2.5 podcasts,
yeah, exactly.
So you're fine. You're fine.
My mom will drive to Florida from Ohio, like all the way down to like the Keys where her sister lives.
It's only
But
24 hours.
it's only
Why?
24 hours. Yeah,
Yeah.
like stop off in Macon, Georgia. That's the
Right.
halfway point, you
Yeah.
know,
Get
like
a
she has her,
snack, have
yeah.
a drink, have a sleep,
Yep.
get up, see the country,
But
the
coming this
beautiful
way
country
across the
of
country.
Missouri and Nebraska. They're just beautiful. You can't, when you miss mid-Missouri.
Yeah.
Hey, the Mormons did think it was Zion, so I should listen, right? Someone found it beautiful once, so
Someone found everything beautiful once,
that's
so.
okay. That's
Everyone thought we were beautiful at some point.
right. Not the last couple of weeks, but in general.
Right. All right.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful week. We'll see
Yeah,
you
you
next
too.
week.
All
Bye.
right, bye.